Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, another anywhere from 3.5 to 5 inches of snow fell in our tri-state region yesterday, as February definitely looks like an old-time winter. Mostly sunny, though, today, with a high near 27. Isolated snow showers tonight. Temperatures down around 16. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 28. We'll have Pat McDaniel's forecast coming up in just a few minutes. 20 cases of the mutant coronavirus strain first identified in the UK have been detected in the state of Connecticut, according to the Connecticut Department of Public Health. The variant spreads more easily, the Department of Health warns. CNBC, citing a study published this weekend, reports that the B.1.1.7 strain remains at low levels in the United States, but is doubling its reach almost every 10 days. Meanwhile, in Dutchess County, they've exceeded 20,000 cases of COVID-19. They reported that earlier this week after 126 residents tested positive for COVID-19, bringing them past the 20,000 case mark since the pandemic began. The county's current 7-day rolling average positivity rate is now down to 4.67%. Another county resident did die of the virus, a total now of over 380. The number of active cases dropped by over 174 to 892. Two more residents were hospitalized for a total of 110. In Ulster County, they reported that 61 more residents tested positive for COVID-19. Their total stands at a little under 10,000, and another county resident died from the virus for a total of 220. Their positivity rate stands at 5.3%. Meanwhile, two new COVID-related deaths were reported earlier this week in the Twin Counties of Columbia and Greene, but the infection rate now continues to decline. One death in Columbia, another in Greene, were reported to the county's respective health departments. The two deaths from the virus bring the total number since the beginning of the pandemic to 81 in Columbia County and 63 in Greene County. Well, the Dutchess County Legislature has approved a $1.44 million Dutchess Stadium improvement bond. 3 months ago, Hudson Valley Renegades announced a new affiliation with Major League Baseball's most storied franchise, the Yankees, at a time when minor league baseball was reorganizing, eliminating the Renegades' level of competition. The partnership not only saved the club, but elevated it to a higher level of play. But in order for the Renegades to continue competing at its Fishkill home, Dutchess Stadium has to be brought up to minimum standards suggested by Major League Baseball. Well, the Dutchess County Legislature this week overwhelmingly approved that bond for upgrades to the stadium. Lighting, clubhouses, and batting cages. The upgrades presumably assure a long-term rental agreement between the team and the county. In Otis, while a possible cell tower at Big Pond was not on last night's select board agenda, the issue was expected to come up in comments. When the issue was taken up January 26, an unknown number of people opposed the tower were unable to join an online discussion after the board's Zoom meeting reached the maximum number of participants allowed by the town's account. But as many as 100 people did log in for the discussion, which grew heated at times amid calls for the board to drop the tower project entirely due to local opposition. Otis cell tower residents who stand against the project, with help from the group Stop the Big Pond Cell Tower, have spelled out their opposition in a 26-page legal memo that was delivered to the town on February the 3rd. So meetings coming up in our region today. In Sharon, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting scheduled for 5:30. Coming up tomorrow in Kent, the Council of Government's regular meeting at 10:30, and the Streetscape Building Subcommittee special meeting is coming up at 5:30 tomorrow. The Joint Village and Town Police Committee meeting will take place in Millerton. Town of Northeast Police Committee and Millerton will hold their informational meeting. That happens today at 6 p.m. The meeting will be held via Zoom teleconference and may be viewed live on Facebook Village of Millerton page. In Sheffield, the Planning Board has a meeting set for 7 p.m. this evening at Town Hall. It is a virtual meeting. The Pine Plains Planning Board meets tonight at 7 p.m. That is via Zoom and broadcast on YouTube. Coming up on the 11th, tomorrow in Cornwall, at 10:30 in the morning, the Conservation Commission has a meeting. That is on Zoom. The ABC Committee special meeting is coming up tomorrow at 6 p.m. That is a Zoom conference call, the executive session, discussion of possible action on a superintendent contract. Meanwhile, coming up tomorrow, the Northeast Town Board has their meeting via Zoom. In Kent, on the 11th, Songbirds struggle against the loss of habitat. Marvelwood School, Kent Land Trust, and the University of Connecticut Natural Resource Conservation Academy offering this virtual program at 7 p.m. More information and to register, go to marvelwood.org/warbler. And Jump Fest 2021 back again. February 12th, 13th, and 14th, there is no snowball this year. There will be no human dog sled race on Friday night, but Friday night's admission is absolutely free. The snack shack will be closed, but there will be food trucks there. You're going to need to social distance and also wear a mask when you're near people. The jumping actually takes place after the target jumping on Friday night, on Saturday beginning at 11 with practice, 1 o'clock the regular jumping, and the same for Sunday, 11 o'clock practice, an hour break for lunch, and then the jumps continue at 12 at 1 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 31,375.83, the NASDAQ at 14,007.70, and the S&P 500 at 39,11.23. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.